ladies, gentlemen, travellers. Welcome to Globe Academy. We are very proud to have you here. As you know, Globe opened 2 years and a half ago. And since then, we've worked very hard, every member of staff, to make sure we set our pupils on the right course to achieve the best they possibly can. Our GCSE attainment has risen from 26 to 42%, 5A stars to Cs, including English and Maths, in 2 years, and we anticipate even greater results this year. These students will do it for us. We've made great progress, but we know we have a good deal more to do. Our ambition for our pupils is that every child should achieve qualifications that will enable them to go on to university and pursue a successful career. That means laying the right foundation, ensuring every pupil achieves real proficiency in English and Maths as early as possible. It means continuing to develop our curriculum so we provide our pupils with qualifications that open the door to university and beyond. And it means broadening our pupils' academic and aspirational opportunities so they gain a wide range of life skills and experiences. We want every pupil to be able to seize every opportunity we can put before them. We are here and we teach because we believe education changes lives. We need every pupil to achieve as highly as they can and to understand they can take up the opportunities the world offers. I'm delighted to see the emphasis the government is placing on driving up social mobility, and I'm delighted you're all here today. Please join me in welcoming Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Clegg.
Boys and girls, for being here. It's really lovely to see you. I've been asked to talk for a few minutes about what I could sort of say to you about how I came about doing what I'm doing now. It's a rather long story, so I won't give you every twist and turn. But so the first thing I wanted to say to you is this, that I didn't have a sort of plan in my head. So don't worry if you don't think you've got your sort of future mapped out. It doesn't work like that. I had sort of vague instincts about what I was interested in, what I wasn't interested in. But actually, it came relatively late, if you like, after I left school, indeed after I left university, before I came across some opportunities, met some people, became angry and inspired enough to go into politics to do it. But I didn't have a sort of plan or map in my head. I don't think it should be on my head, one of the impressions that it should have all life mapped out. However, what I do think is it's incredibly crucial that you should believe in yourself. If I can get to do what I'm doing, if the other people who are speaking to you later can get to do what they want to do as leaders in their field, all of you can do as well. Every single one of you. Don't take no for an answer. Don't let anyone pretend that certain jobs for certain people, some other jobs are for other people. You have as much of a right to dream of doing the very top jobs you want to work in all the fields that you care about most as anybody else. And I think that is absolutely crucial. There are far, far too many professions still in this country where there's a sort of hidden assumption that if you come from a particular area, you come from a particular school, you come from a particular family, you do a particular thing later in life. Rubbish. I think that if you want to have a sort of fair society, everyone can get ahead. Every single one of you should dream whatever dream you want and just go for it. And the third and final thing I'd simply say to you is that grab every opportunity that comes your way. Don't hold back. There is a brilliant school. She's doing really well. She's really kind of going for it. So you've got a principal who wants to back each and every one of you. If you want to, in a few years' time, perhaps do some work here, perhaps do an internship, perhaps with a politician, or in Whitehall, with some of the companies that you're going to hear from shortly. Speak to the principal, speak to your teacher, speak to the people who help you, find out the right information, fill out the right application forms, and just go for it. And one of the things that we're trying to do in government is we're not to fix it for you, but what we can do is try and remove any kind of barriers and bottlenecks, which at the moment are making it difficult for some to get those internships and work experience opportunities that other people have got. So what we're saying, both in government and indeed businesses, we are really supportive of distinctions in this. We're saying, look, let everybody have a go. Don't just kind of hand out these opportunities because so-and-so knows so-and-so. It should be who you are. It's important. It's what you know and what you dream and what you want to do. It's important. That's what we in government believe, and that's the opportunities we want to give to you. And so in return, I would urge you to take every opportunity that comes your way. And with that, actually, each and every single one of you will live out dreams that at the moment might just seem just that, dreams, but might very soon become a reality for each and every one. I certainly hope you will, and I'm really, really delighted to be here. So thanks, and all the best of luck.